Ian, it's no exaggeration to say that these coming days are monumental ones in the history of FinnHarps Football Club. A massive transformational investment proposal is on the table. You're going to have to put it to club members. There's going to be a process to go through in order for it all to go ahead. So just outline for us, from a FinnHarps perspective, this is... it's more than game-changing. I mean, this is essentially it's a boost for the club that could propel it way beyond dreams that would currently be there.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. I was actually on the board back in 97, 98, when we brought in the co-op. And back then, you know, we would have done this exact same process about what is the best format for the club. And we've been there now with the co-op and in its format for 30 years. We tried last year to raise revenue through the membership, and the landscape in Ireland is changing massively, and especially in the first division as well, where we don't benefit from that solidarity money that the Premier League clubs get, and the gulf between the two divisions is massive now. So we have to... We tried as much as we possibly could. We looked at lots of different models, but we felt that private ownership, and we set out through that process as well, having very clear what we wanted in terms of a matching process. We wanted someone who bought into the club, who believed in what we were doing in terms of the academy work, and the pathway is extremely important in the representation of players from the county. And we didn't really want... most of the people that are currently looking are multi-club models. So that was something that we clearly defined, that it was preferable that we didn't go that route. It's becoming more and more common here, even in Ireland. And we set out those proposals. We approached Tom Markham last October, and he presented a lot of different people at the time. And earlier this year, then he presented Freddie to us. So we were extremely excited by the opportunity, because I suppose you don't really get that many people, like, having seen everybody that was available, you don't get that many people that have experience both in the playing side and in the administrative side, and just knowing what football's like. It's a business unlike any other. It's challenging. It's community focused. Dealing with fans, dealing with the political structures within football as well. It's extremely demanding, but also extremely rewarding as well. So, yeah, we wanted to actually find someone that has that experience and knowledge. It's very, very rare. So, yeah, we were very excited when we got the opportunity to meet Freddie.